You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got for me in odds and ends?
Well, this list
I need to
came
be entertained
out.
By something. What do you got?
Y'all wound up this morning?
Dance, monkey.
Tell me a story. Well, I don't know how entertaining this is going to be for you, Dom, but I always find these stories kind of interesting because it's still, after all this time of all the rules and regulations for what you can and cannot take on a flight, mm-hmm. that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, is still having to, find all this stuff that people are trying to sneak on. And yesterday they released their list of their top 10 good catches of 2020, some of the weird and dangerous things they were finding in people's luggage. So we can kind of go through some of these. Some of these don't seem that dangerous to me, like number 10, a slingshot. They had to confiscate a slingshot.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want a guy a couple rows behind me on an airplane jacking around with a slingshot.
I don't know. I guess if you're going like on a spring break thing and your buddy's way in the back, he can fire a shooter up to you or something.
Plus, you know, people hunt with slingshots. I mean, they can be deadly.
All right. Okay. I changed my mind. That's a bad one.
I mean, the name itself is slingshot.
Shot.
And the shot that they're talking about are those small little metal round pellets, you know, like shotgun, but a little
you
bit
take
larger.
Out an eye.
They're like ball bearings.
You take out an eye. You're
so
right.
If you take that out, they used to shoot rabbits with those, you know. So
number 9 was a book containing concealed knives. It was one of those books that they hollowed out, filled it with knives, and said, I'm going to go on a flight today.
Did you have you ever seen one of those hollowed out books?
I have. You can actually buy them off Amazon.
Yeah.
If you don't want to make one yourself, you know. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
It's up there with the shaving cream can that you unscrew the bottom and you can put all your meth in there or whatever and you screw it back up.
Yes.
Put it there in your medicine.
Somebody gave me one of those books. It had the little hollowed out thing and they said, you can put some valuables. Hide it because you know, I've got bookshelves with hundreds and hundreds of books.
Yeah.
And on the spine of it, when you put it onto your bookshelf, it was they wanted to come up with a book that would be like the least likely that anybody would pull out.
Ah, yeah.
So it was a nondescript, kind of book cover, but nothing that people would look and say, I got to see what that's all about.
The history of dinosaurs. Okay. Although I might look at that one. A couple dangerous ones, a bundle of Roman candles.
Oh,
why are you taking that on a plane?
Yeah, please, not on the plane.
A smoke grenade. Again, in what situation are you packing your luggage and you're like, I got to toss in that smoke grenade and take it with me to Cancun? Oh, my gosh. Speaking of concealing your drugs, they had a shampoo bottle that was kind of special designed or whatever, and it was filled with pot weed. A long-barreled gun hidden in the lining of a suitcase. Again, there was a suspicious electronic device that they're saying it had the potential to explode. And I saw a picture of it, and it looked like a Walkman. So that right there, red flag if somebody's bringing a Walkman from, 87 with them.
Yeah,
really?
Because a lot of those TSA agents have never seen a Walkman in their life, so it's automatically going to look like some alien contraption.
It's automatically suspicious. Mm-hmm. Sir, where are your cassette tapes of Fine Young Cannibals with this?
Don't make me dig them up.
Don't you do it. And then number one, here's where they had to get all cute. They're getting a little loose with the term catch now. The number one catch was two TSA canine handlers that met at one of the airports and fell in love. So they're calling that the number one catch because these two TSA operators fell in love. They caught each other at the airport, Dom.
There's not a dry eye amongst our listeners right now.
Like, I was getting all excited. I was rubbing my hands together. What's number one? What's it going to be?
A flamethrower.
Yeah, right? Flamethrower, a bomb.
A nuclear bomb.
Something big.
You know, going back for just a moment to the legit ones, it always comes down to that thing where you start wondering, if this is all the stuff they caught, what did they not catch?
Exactly.
And what made it through?
Yeah.
Because I remember somebody we worked with a while, this was several years ago, had a buddy who accidentally took, what was it that he took on the plane? And he got to the other side, he got to his destination and realized, oh crap, I just flew with a, blank in my carry-on.
Right.
What was that? It was some sort of big like a big hunting knife or something, like one of those that's got a blade that's
Foot it's like a machete. You can get through the jungle.
Yeah, it was like a big hunting knife. It was in his carry-on, and he was like, "I can't believe I didn't get nailed for that."
Why was that in his carry-on?
Oh, he was, you know, guys, they go trips and
you know,
stuff
guys
like that.
With their machetes.
But he was like, I can't believe, he was afraid that he might have gone to jail and it was totally innocent.
Sure. Yeah, and how do you defend that? And you're like, sure, sure, sir. Yeah, you forgot this was in here. So shout out to the TSA workers for keeping us safe and falling in love.
I wouldn't want that job.
Either,
I wouldn't want to be poking through people's suitcases. You know, when they say, hey, we're going to pull this aside and look through. Have you seen what some people have in their suitcases?
I don't want to do that. Don't want to do it.
Bustling around in their dirty underwear.
Is this a hamster?